You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today is May 7th, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0100 hours. Brief length is 5 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in Africa, where a number of Chinese nationals have been kidnapped in the Central African Republic. According to independent local sources, an undisclosed number of Chinese workers, along with 3 vehicles, were kidnapped from a mining site in Gofo, Basikoto Prefecture. This incident has sparked concerns about the safety of foreign workers in the region. The mining site is located approximately 400 miles east of Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic, which remains the government's stronghold amidst widespread rebel control across the country. The exact whereabouts of the kidnapped Chinese nationals remain unknown, and the motive behind their abduction is unclear. Speculation has arisen regarding the involvement of Wagner forces, a private military group known to operate in the region. However, it's worth noting that hostage-taking is not typically part of their modus operandi. This incident follows a previous attack in March 2023, where 9 Chinese mine workers were killed in Chingbolo by a private military group. Such attacks highlight the dangers faced by foreign workers in the Central African Republic, where extra-legal means, including the use of mercenaries, are employed to secure access to valuable mining sites. Rebel groups in the country often resort to kidnapping foreigners as a means to extract ransom money, rather than killing them outright. The location of the mining site, situated between rebel-held territory and government-controlled areas, adds complexity to identifying the perpetrators of the attack. Moving on to South America, where floods have left dozens dead in Brazil in the nation's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has called on Congress to recognize a state of public calamity in response to the heavy rains that have caused widespread destruction. The floods have claimed the lives of at least 85 people, with more than 130 still missing and about 150,000 displaced. The scale of the devastation is unprecedented, with floods destroying roads, bridges, and triggering landslides across the state. The situation is exacerbated by the annual occurrence of heavy rains in this region of Brazil. President Lula's request to declare a state of public calamity would enable the government to allocate additional funds for relief efforts without being bound by fiscal constraints. This measure underscores the urgency of the situation and the need for swift action to support affected communities. Planning Minister Simone Tebet has emphasized the challenges ahead, noting that the full extent of the damage is yet to be determined. As floodwaters recede, authorities anticipate discovering the true magnitude of the destruction. The outlook remains grim, with weather forecasts predicting further rainfall in the coming days and weeks. This poses ongoing risks to affected areas and could hamper rescue and recovery efforts. Governor Eduardo Leite has warned that the death toll may rise as rescue teams gain access to more regions. Ending in the Middle East, where we're focusing on the escalating tensions in the Gaza Strip and the implications for both Israelis and Palestinians. The situation took a dramatic turn as the Israeli military seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. This move followed a night of intense airstrikes, with prospects for a ceasefire deal hanging in the balance. The Palestinian militant group Hamas initially agreed to a ceasefire proposal from mediators after 7 months of conflict. However, Israel deemed the terms unacceptable and launched a military operation in Rafah, resulting in significant casualties among Palestinians. As Israeli tanks and planes pounded several areas in Rafah, the closure of the border crossing has exacerbated an already dire humanitarian situation. Palestinian officials condemned the closure, citing the impact on healthcare access and the overall well-being of Gaza's residents. In response to the escalating violence, the United States has urged Israel to refrain from further military action until a humanitarian plan is developed for Palestinians in Rafah. However, Israel has pressed forward with its operation, prompting concerns about the humanitarian consequences of the ongoing conflict. Amidst the chaos, Palestinian families have been forced to flee their homes, seeking safety in makeshift shelters amidst the rainy spring weather. Despite initial reports of a ceasefire agreement, tensions remain high, with both sides unwilling to compromise on key demands. The prospect of a lasting truce appears elusive as negotiations falter over issues such as the release of hostages and the cessation of hostilities. As the death toll rises and humanitarian conditions deteriorate, the urgency for a resolution to the conflict becomes increasingly apparent. The international community, including the United States and regional actors like Qatar and Egypt, must redouble their efforts to broker a ceasefire and pave the way for a peaceful resolution to the crisis. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you tomorrow.